With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. A state legislative committee this week voted to formally object to a Montana Health Department proposal to permanently ban the sale of almost all flavored e-cigarette products. The state health department announced its intent to enact the ban last month, saying the rule is meant to protect Montana kids who they say are being specifically targeted with flavored vape products. The agency points out 6 times more high school students use e-cigarettes than legal age adults, and youth use increased by 243% in the last 2 years. Montana vape retailers say they don't sell to minors, and a ban on popular flavored e-cig products would lead to significant job losses. The issue wound up before legislators Tuesday on the Economic Affairs Interim Committee. This is Republican Senator Jason Ellsworth from Hamilton.
This is not a decision for us here. This is not a decision for DPHHS. This is a decision for the legislators and for the people to decide, not for bureaucrats.
2 Democrats joined 5 Republicans in supporting Ellsworth's motion to object to the proposed permanent flavored vape ban. 3 Democrats voted no. Deanna Marshall, co-owner of Montana's Freedom Vapes retail chain, sent a statement to Montana Public Radio saying, quote, "We are pleased the committee has not allowed a bureaucracy to make laws in Montana outside of the legislature," end quote. The state health department will hold a public hearing July 16th via remote conferencing to further consider the proposal. Agency officials say Tuesday's vote by the Economic Affairs Interim Committee has no legal effect on the proposed rule. With Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.